country line, seeking for to fare. Up and down the coastline, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and all along the line. Going down to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, if there's no request, we'll go ahead and do more around there. All right, we're going to stay in that same key, the key of G, if you haven't been playing along out there. And, this one also refers to mine and Byron's home Commonwealth, which is the state of Kentucky. Commonwealth, is that what I should say? Three or four? I know of three. I welcome your comment. We know of three commonwealths on stage. Kentucky,
Virginia,
Massachusetts,
Virginia.
And Mexico. Thank you. Thank you very much. Check, please. There's four. That's enough. Commonwealths. Yes, Byron?
I just wanted to, you know, what just happened up there in a wonderful state.
They held the world's first international bluegrass festival this past weekend. Bring some of the old guys from the bluegrass revival back together, some of those really old guys, the founders, and to honor Sam and the music that he started. And it was a great weekend, and we hope there'll be many more of those bluegrass festivals. It's not too far up the road, just north of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Speaking of something not too far away, we see our friends Steve Masterson here. Christy Cafe. Even though we have a deal between us, we're going to play there. Is it Memorial Day weekend next Tuesday?
That's
your birthday? All right. So here's one that relates to this was on our last CD we put out, the last 7 CD. And this one, John Pennell and I made this up. It's about, you know, when you like to go to watch the horses run, you like to go to watch the racetrack, you go to, and then of course, basically after you bet on the horses, what might have happened if you didn't, as most people didn't happen to win, didn't. And after you've lost all your money, what you gonna do? You're gonna ride the bluegrass train.